Live from E-Town Hall in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, it's E-Town with this week's musical guests from Florence, Alabama, single lock recording artist John Paul White. And from the West Coast, Marley's Ghost. I'm Helen Forster. Right now, please help me welcome our host, Nick Forster.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Helen. Welcome to E-Town Hall. We have been, all of us, to some places that feel kind of musical. Some towns have a musical vibe, a musical personality. There are a few places around the country that are kind of iconic. We think about Nashville. We think about Austin, Los Angeles, New York. You know, those are the big ones maybe, but certainly thinking about Detroit during the Motown era and Memphis and Muscle Shoals and Woodstock even. Our two musical guests this week have recorded their records in two of those musical places, one in Woodstock at Levon Helm's old barn studio, and one down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, famous for Fame Studios and the great recordings by so many artists. So we're going to get two pretty distinctive flavors today, nice and spicy and good and compatible. John Paul White, up first. He was born in Muscle Shoals, in fact, Alabama, and he grew up just north of there in Loretto, Tennessee. He started playing music in high school, and he put out his first solo record, The Long Goodbye, in 2008. And that same year, he met Joy Williams, and they formed the duo that went on to win 4 Grammys and tour all over the world and selling a ton of records, and they were called The Civil Wars. Most of you know about that. The Civil Wars stopped working together in 2014, and John Paul went right back to Alabama, got busy producing, writing songs, and setting up his own label, more recently building his own recording studio. And he's a kind of a major figure in this very musical community, and it's kind of a vibrant scene down there. He's just released a new solo record. It's called Beulah, and we're really happy to have him back here. Would you please welcome back to E-Town, John Paul White.
Always a second time.
Man, it's good to hear that singing voice again. I'm such a good singer. John Paul White, welcome back to E-Town.
Good to be back.
It's been a while.
It has been. You were in different digs last time I was here.
This place was a construction zone last time you were here.
Yeah, you brought me over. I think this was a dirt floor at the time.
It was
like
at
a bomb
point.
Had gone off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, good luck with that, man.
It's okay, I'm a musician.
I've been renovating houses back home too, so I've got the same vision. So I knew it was going to be beautiful, but you went above and beyond, and this place is amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. Hey, before we talk about your new record, I want to talk a little bit about the context. You know, you grew up in this sort of musical mecca. Did you know that when you were a kid? Did you know that all this stuff was going on around you?
No. My parents turned the radio off in the late 70s. My dad hated urban country. He loved Merle and everything before it, so he just turned the radio off and played all those records. And my mom loved big band and things like crooners.
Yeah.
And so when we got in the car, we just heard top 40.
Right. And at home, you didn't even know what decade you were living in.
No. I was in a time warp. Yeah. Till I got to high school.
Right.
And then I found Black Sabbath and things like that.
Yeah.
And nothing has ever been the same.
When did you start writing songs?
I didn't start writing songs really seriously until well into college. All I wanted to do was sing. All I wanted to do was whatever impressed the girl in the front row.
Yeah.
And so there was really no soul to what I was doing. It was all just mimicry. And when you're playing in cover bands up and down this Tennessee state line, that comes in handy. And I was perfectly fine with that. So until I started songwriting well into my 20s, I didn't really find my voice.
Yeah. In case you just tuned in, you're listening to E-Town. I'm here with John Paul White. Was there a hard transition for you being a guy who was flying so high? You're out there hanging around with, you know, Taylor Swift and Adele, and you're traveling around and 4 Grammys and all this stuff, and then suddenly you're back in this Florence, Alabama, and you're hanging out, raising kids and playing music locally. And was that a tough transition?
In ways, it was very. And in other ways, it was completely organic. But I'd been on the road and living out of a suitcase for a long time. And when I would be at home, I always had the suitcase in the corner of the room. And anytime I was doing anything, I was thinking about, okay, do I have guitar strings? Do I have a change of underwear? Do I have the Wi-Fi password for so-and-so venue that's coming next week? Just dumb things like that was always clouding my mind. So when my kids or my wife would talk to me, I could just deal with it on the surface because I was having to multitask so much. And that was the main thing that I realized, is once I got home and I was able to focus on absolutely nothing but what was right in front of me, it was mind-blowing. And it was pretty awakening, like, let's not get back there anymore. So doing things like this, I'm adamant that I only do gigs that I really, really want to do, that really make sense. And I only tour for a week to 2 weeks at a time. I won't go any longer than that. And so I've made a lot of subtle changes. And
it's interesting because it sounds like this was a natural evolution and that you're happier now. And then the songs you've been writing are pretty darn dark and, full of vengeance and, kind of kiss off, leave me alone love songs, as if you're trying to work something out for a happy guy.
This is true. I've wondered the same thing myself. I've also wondered why I grew up gravitating toward all those songs and all those artists. And I remember distinctly the first time I heard Sam Stone by John Prine. And when he sang There's a Hole in Daddy's Arm Where All the Money Goes, wrecked me. And I had written some songs up to that point, and I just put the paper down and said, you have no idea what you're doing. And I remember that, how that made me feel versus Darling, I Love You So Much. The John Prine lyric just shook me to the core and stuck with me a lot more than a love song ever would.
Yeah.
There are people that are out there to write positive, happy, up-tempo songs. I am not that guy.
No, that's okay. I think I think it's okay.
Here's the other side of that. My idea of a love song is everything is horrible except you.
Well, I think that about sums it up. So,
yeah.
Hey, it is it's a beautiful sounding record.
Thank you.
And full of really well crafted songs. So,
thank
congratulations.
You.
The record is called Beulah. Let's get back to music. Welcome back, John Paul Waite.
Thank you. Well, I feel like I'm back in Loretta, Tennessee, because it's got a lot of the same vibe as the Catholic church that I went to back home. So I feel like I'm back singing Silent Night for the first time in front of a crowd. This is a lot less terrifying. The last song was Black Leaf. I'm going to play you a new one, also called Once and Future Queen.
Gonna hold your hand and everything will click. Touch you in some unknown way that finally does a trick. Pull you in a fairy tale where you were meant to be. Out there praying for the day that you walk in happy ever after finally begin. Someone who'll stop at nothing to give you all you need. Someone, but someone won't be me. That's okay. I never really loved you anyway. At least not unconditionally. Like subjects love me once in future queen. This could work. I'd reach a little higher and I'd pull you back to earth. But the man you're really looking for, the one in all your dreams, someone won't be me. And that's okay. Like subjects love once Misha Queen.
John Paul White. The new record is called Beulah. He will be back. Play some more music later on in the show.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by Silk, the charter sponsor of Change the Course. The program was co-created with National Geographic to restore water in critically water-stressed ecosystems. You can learn more about Silk's commitment to the environment and to plant-based nutrition at silk.com. And by Zayo Group, providing communication infrastructure services to the world's leading businesses with its fiber network that powers the voice, data, and video traffic we depend on every day. You can learn more at zayo.com. That's Zayo.com. And by the way, if you're curious about E-Town's home base, E-Town Hall, our beautiful solar-powered music community center located in downtown Boulder, Colorado, you can learn more about it on our website, etown.org. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town. We're going to have more music from John Paul White later on in the show. And coming up, the wonderful and eclectic band Marley's Ghost is with us again. Before we get back to music, though, I want to tell you about what we're going to do next. Every week, we get a chance to introduce you to someone that we learned about with the help of one of our listeners. These are always stories of folks who look around in their communities and look for ways to make things a little better, and they actually do it. I think lots of us see things that we could maybe help with, but these folks actually take that first step and they make things better right where they are. We get to recognize them with something called the Achievement Award. Here comes Helen to tell you about this week's winner.
Thanks. Now, as you know, we feature award winners from all over the country and sometimes from around the world. Well, this week's story comes closer to home for us. We actually heard about our winners from three different listeners, Hillary Mazia, Katie Kohler, and Eric Knudsen have all separately nominated a married couple for the Achievement Award this week, Jeff and Kathleen Baumgardner of Fort Collins, Colorado. They're the founders of the FOCO Cafe, a nonprofit, all-volunteer, pay-what-you-can-afford restaurant. Now, actually, they got the idea from one of our past Achievement Award winners, the same cafe, and with help and advice from them, the Baumgardners were able to start a similar project in their town. Now, the concept is multifaceted. The idea is to provide nourishment and support in a dignified way for those who need it, while building community and connecting people who otherwise would never meet. They've also established two other programs, one that's reducing food waste, and the other which is providing everyday essentials we all take for granted to those who need them. Here now to tell us more is Kathleen Baumgardner.
Hi, Kathleen. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So tell us about the cafe. So there's food that you provide to people who wouldn't otherwise be able to pay for it.
That's right. You can walk in and you can pay what you can. You can pay what you'd normally pay for a comparable meal. You can pay it forward so others might eat. Or if you have no money, you can make your contribution with time and talent and volunteer.
Yeah. So who shows up?
We have guests from the mayor to young families that are living in their cars, retirees, business people, homeless members of our community, people from all walks of life.
Yeah. Do they get to interact with each other at the cafe?
Absolutely. We're so busy. Our inside seating is only 30 seats.
Yeah.
And in the winter in particular, we often are seating people together that have never met before.
Oh,
and
cool.
So you see incredible interactions
that's
happening.
That's cool. I think that's important. The piece that you described about people paying either what they can or paying it forward or paying more, is that model working? Are you able to keep the doors open?
It is. In 2015, we actually made our operating budget out of our donation box.
Oh, that's cool.
We have over 600 active volunteers,
wow,
and they have donated more than 10,000 volunteer hours.
That's a big number.
Yes.
And where does the food come from, Kathleen?
A lot of local farms, local businesses, and we are as local as possible.
Yeah. What's the menu like? What's on the menu?
We have typically four soups and four salads every day.
Mm-hmm.
We had a spicy tomato soup today, creamy seafood chowder, a vegan ratatouille. Almost our entire menu is gluten-free, so we have a lot of people that seek us out for that as well.
Oh, cool.
We've been open since Thanksgiving Day of 2014, and we have served over 42,000 lunches already.
Wow. You know, when you describe the way that the customers interact with each other from different walks of life, have you seen that have an effect or change people's lives in one way or another?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's on both sides of the aisle, too. I think often we think sometimes or look at people as labels and not really as people that are just like us.
Right. And that line between struggling and homeless is a thin line.
It's a very thin line. I mean, we've seen some amazing things happen for people. People get jobs after volunteering and struggling through major illnesses, things like that. They need the nutrition. They come in, they become part of our community, and they're supported by that community. And so they're in a better place. We also sometimes see some sad things. People fall into homelessness.
Right.
But what's wonderful is we're there for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Helen mentioned a couple other things I want to touch on. One is that you're diverting food waste that would have gone to the landfill. Is that the case?
That's right. We have a new initiative called the FOCO Fridge, and this is a commercial outdoor refrigerator that we have outside the cafe. And anyone who has excess garden produce, put them in the fridge, and then it's open to anyone who would like to take that food and cook it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way to reduce food waste, put that food to work, and get people cooking again.
Right. That's great. And another thing she mentioned is that there's sometimes a way to provide some other essentials for folks who are in need.
That's right. That's the Giving Tree. And both these two new ideas came from some of our volunteers in-house. And the Giving Tree is a space where people can give, receive, or both. And it's anything from hygiene products to clothes and shoes, little baggies of dog food, because how do people who don't have a home carry everything they own and dog food if they have a service dog or a companion dog? We see wet wipes become incredibly important in the winter because the water is shut off in our public parks then, and people don't even have a place to
clean up.
The one thing that's most surprising about the Giving Tree, I think, at least for me personally, is the most popular item in the Giving Tree is journals.
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 Blank books for people
blank
to write in.
Blank books for people to write in.
Wild.
Yeah.
There's another project lurking.
Yes.
Because those are some stories that would really be great to share them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kathleen, what an interesting way to tap into a community and to sort of connect the community across all strata and all different sort of socioeconomic divisions. And well, congratulations on figuring it out. I suspect there's a website if people want to learn more.
That's right. FocoCafe.org.
FocoCafe.org. Inspiring story, Kathleen. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing it with us. Kathleen and Jeff Bumgardner, winners of this week's Achievement Award. We've got a framed certificate for you. Congratulations, Kathleen.
Thank you.
Many thanks to all of our three listeners who told us about this great story. And to those of you who are listening out there, we'd love to hear from you. Send us stories about people you've read about or heard about, even folks you know personally, who are doing great work to help others or the planet. You can find out how to do that on our website, etown.org, by going to our homepage and clicking on the word award at the far right of the top menu. And there you'll find the criteria that we look for, and you can fill out a form, and who knows, maybe the person that you nominate will reach the air. That would be great. And also, if you want to reach us by the old-fashioned way, you can do so by writing us at Box 954, Boulder, Colorado, 80306.
Thank you, Helen. We've got more music, as I said, coming up from John Paul White. Right now, I want to tell you about our next guest. Marley's Ghost is a band that's made up of longtime friends, a band for 30 years now, but friends for even longer. They are remarkable in their range. They can play fiddle tunes and sing a gospel quartet and play reggae or Western swing, and all convincingly and well. They've been recording also for a long time, with the last two projects being produced by pretty different but powerful producers. One, the late and legendary Cowboy Jack Clement, who worked with everybody from Jerry Lee Lewis to Johnny Cash and U2. And then the latest one, produced by Larry Campbell, the Grammy-winning producer and musician who worked with Levon Helm for many years and was also part of Bob Dylan's band for a long time. Anyway, the results are two really interesting records. This latest one is one that is almost got a gospel feel, but it was recorded in Woodstock, and they're here to play some of those songs. Please welcome back to E-Town, Marley's Ghost.
Truth is hard to find.
Did you ever see a devil, Uncle Joe? Did you ever see a devil, Uncle Joe? Did you ever see a devil, Uncle Joe?
Joe,
ever see a devil, Uncle Joe?
Politics and powers like cocaine and wine. Once you get a taste of fun, you want 'em all the time.
Did you ever see a devil, Uncle Joe? Did you ever see a devil, Uncle Joe? Did you ever see a devil, Uncle Joe? Joe, you ever see a devil, Uncle Joe?
By greed, you can never get enough something you don't need.
Did you ever see a devil, Uncle Joe? Did you ever see a devil, Uncle Joe? Did you ever see a devil, Uncle Joe? Joe, you ever see a devil, Uncle Joe? Did you ever see a devil, Uncle Joe? Did you ever see a devil, Uncle Joe? Joe, you ever see a devil, Uncle Joe?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
of Old Smoky, all covered in snow. I lost my true lover according to slow. According's a pleasure, and flirting's a grief. A false-hearted lover is worse than a thief. A thief, he will rob you and take what you have. A false-hearted lover will send you to the grave, and the grave will decay you and turn you to dust. Not one girl in a hundred a poor boy can trust. They will wither, the roots they will die. False-hearted lover make a poor man to cry. They'll hug you and kiss you, they'll tell you more lies than cross ties on a railroad or stars in the sky. On top of Old Smoky, snow, I lost my true lover according to slow.
Thank you. Marley's Ghost, John Wilcox and Ed Littlefield, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. I was talking, John, about the way you guys made your last few records. Can we start by just talking about Larry Campbell a little bit?
Larry Campbell started out, his history is amazing, how he's from Upper East Side of New York and hated rock music. And so he started in his late teens listening to George Jones and Merle Haggard. That was his start. I could go on and on about him, but as a producer, he's deeply, deeply and sincerely full of traditional music. He loves the sound of the acoustic instruments, the natural voices, the untrained voices, the odd harmonies, and he wants to get at the real stuff. And we were greatly flattered that he was interested in our music. He came in to help us on some tunes in Nashville and found that we were basically his age and like the same kind of music that he liked.
And you were working in Levon's barn studio, right, for a lot of the recording?
That's right, we did a record there.
The Woodstock Sessions. Did you get a vibe for the place? Did you all get a sense of what that part of the country's like, Woodstock?
Absolutely. We were there for 2 weeks, I think, in the wintertime. And oh, the stories can go on and on. Yeah, no, we...
What's one good one?
What's one good one?
We were booked into the studio, and then Hurricane Sandy came in and smashed us out of the studio. And so we delayed a week. And we thought the recording studio would work better if it had electricity.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, it is a vibey place, and obviously Larry's a talented guy with great ears, and it's cool that I can see him, you know, really having a great experience working with you guys. And let's talk a little bit about Cowboy Jack Clement. He's a legend. He's a powerful producer in the history of country music as both a songwriter and as an artist. The first guy to record Jerry Lee Lewis, who worked at Sun Studios. But what was his approach that was different from Larry Campbell's?
Cowboy Jack is much more hands off, and he likes to think of creating a space for the music to happen. Mm-hmm. He has big speakers down in his office that's on the first floor, and studios up on the next floor. And every now and then he'll be listening, you know, and he says, "Oh, that wasn't very good. Do it again," you know.
The voice of Oz, yeah.
It would just come in. You wouldn't see him. It would just be the voice. It would come through the speakers.
And anyway, it was great fun working with him. And all the people that he had, you know, Marty Stewart and Emmy Lou and the Old Crow Medicine Show, John Prine, they were absolutely magnificent to work with. Yeah. Really, really fun.
Let me ask you, because the band started in California, right? You guys have been, you're California-based, basically, in the early days.
Yeah, in the mid-'80s.
Yeah. And I want to ask, Eddie, I want to ask you about the old-time music scene in California that you were a part of, I guess, starting in the late 60s.
Yeah, 67.
67.
I went to my first Berkeley Folk Festival. And a few weeks later, I went up to Sweets Mill, a folk music camp in the foot of the Sierras, and discovered that old-timey music is not just music, it's a lifestyle.
A musical commune? I mean, you know, potlucks and cooking and,
oh, yeah,
and swimming,
yes.
and mm-hmm. clothing optional? And...
Oh, very clothing optional, yeah. Yes. altered states of consciousness.
Yeah. That's not what most people think about when they think about fiddles and banjos. That's cool.
It was really marvelous because this group was meticulous about leaving the place cleaner than they found it. Yeah. So you would never see a cigarette butt or a wrapper or anything like that on the ground anywhere, which I thought was kind of cool.
Well, yeah. That's a lifestyle unto itself also. Well, it's lovely to just kind of touch base. We've known each other a long time, and just to watch the band evolve and grow. You've expanded your ranks steadily. And the band sounded great. I heard something, I don't know if it's happening yet, called Pray for Rain. Is that a thing that's percolating?
Yes. We're hoping that it will percolate.
It's percolating, okay. It's something to be looking forward to in the future. And meanwhile, lots of festivals and clubs and gigs around the country. And
we've recorded a gospel CD with Larry Campbell again, which is just being mixed right now. But
yeah.
Yeah, we're very happy about that.
That's great. Well, it's a productive bunch of guys. We're really glad you guys are here. Let's get back to music. Welcome back, if you would, Marley's Ghost.
Thank you so much. I'd like to send this out to Helen, who is a great fan of a cappella music and wondered if we were going to do one, and we didn't tell her, but here it is. Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
You may run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Oh, well,
go
now.
Tell that midnight rider.
Oh, well,
tell
now.
The gambler, rambler, backbiter.
Tell the God Almighty's gonna cut him down. Stop, God Almighty, let me tell you the news. Ooh. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. Well, ooh. I've been down on my bended knees. Ooh. Talking to the man. Galilee. Well, my God spoke, he spoke so sweet. I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He put one hand upon my head.
Great God Almighty,
let me tell you what he said.
Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Oh, well, now.
Go tell that midnight rider.
Oh, well,
tell
now.
The gambler, rambler, backbiter. Tell the God Almighty's gonna cut him down.
You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
You may run on.
Let me tell
tell you God Almighty's gonna cut you down.
You may throw a rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. As sure as God made the day and night, what you do in the dark will be brought to the light.
Yeah.
Run and hide, slip and slide, trying to take the motor from your neighbor's eye. As sure as God made a rich and poor,
you're gonna reap just what you sow.
You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
You may run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down.
Go tell that lonesome liar.
Oh, well,
go tell that midnight rider.
Oh, well,
tell the gambler, rambler, backbiter.
Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut him down.
Some people go to church just to signify. Try to make a date with the neighbor's wife. Let me tell you, brother, as sure as you're born, you better leave that woman alone. Because one of these days, mark my words, you think that brother has gone to work. You'll sneak up and knock on the door. That's all, brother.
You'll knock no more.
You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
You may run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Oh, well,
go tell that midnight rider.
Oh, well,
tell the gambler, rambler, backbiter.
Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut him down. Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut him down. Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut him down.
Thank you.
Marley's Ghost. Jerry Fletcher. The keyboards and accordion. Ed Littlefield on pedal, steel guitar, vocals, and bass. Bob Nichols on the drums, Mike Phelan on guitar and fiddle and vocals, Danny Weidman on banjo, bass and vocals, John Wilcox, vocals and mandolin. The record's called The Woodstock Sessions, Marley's Ghost.
This portion of E-Town is made possible by the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination, on the web at bohemianfoundation.org. By the way, if you've just tuned in late and you've missed some of this week's show, or maybe you want to hear it again or share it with one of your friends, there is a podcast of this episode and other past E-Town shows as well. Those are available for free in Google Play, iTunes, and other podcast directories. If you were looking for a particular show, each show is listed under the names of our visiting artists. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town. I want to say hello to folks who are listening on stations like WFHB in Bloomington, Indiana, on KCHO in Chico, California, and on WTMD over in Towson, Maryland. As always, if you want more information about any of our guests this week, you want to see photos or videos, see what everybody looks like, all that stuff is on our website, etown.org. And you can also get our smartphone app and see all kinds of stuff there. So Marley's Ghost, how about those guys? They did a great job, I thought. So we've got more music coming up right now. Would you please help me welcome back to the stage Mr. John Paul White.
I'm going to get Nick, Helen, and the E-Tones out here. So, yeah.
Hello.
They oh so graciously agreed to come out and play a little bit with me. So in case you were getting lulled to sleep, we're gonna wake you back up. So I would be remiss not to say that They didn't know that they were going to be playing with me until this morning when I was boarding my plane and I texted and said, hey, want to play with me tonight? And they've killed it. So big hand for these guys. Here.
Above your reason.
Sell your damn soul or get right with the man. I keep treading water as long as you can. But whatever you do, you must understand that you don't get above your race. And oh, you don't get above your race. This one for the sower and two for the stoned and three for the ready to get on, 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 on. Four for the fortunate few that don't know the difference between what should be and what's all.
John Paul White from Florence, Alabama. The new record is called Beulah out on Single Lock Records. Along with E-Tones, Chris Engelman, Ron Jolly, Zach Littlefield sitting in, and Helen Forster, harmony vocals. We've got time for one more song. I want to get everybody out on stage so we can just thank all our guests this week. I want to thank, of course, Marley's Ghost for coming out from the West Coast. Great, versatile band. A band of friends. I want to thank our award winners, Kathleen and Jeff Bumgardner from the Foco Cafe, doing great work bringing people together, serving a great need in that community. Thanks to John Paul White for coming up from Florence, Alabama. Thanks to the E-Tones, to Helen. Thank all of you for joining us. We thought about what song to do at the end, and we found a song that's got a deep connection to Muscle Shoals. I hope you like it. I'm Nick Forster. Hope you can be with us next week right here in E-Town.
At the dark end of the street, that's where we always meet.
shadows where we don't belong. Living in darkness, hide alone. You and me at the dark end of the street. You and me. I know time's gonna take. Gotta pay for the love we stole. It's a sin and we know it's wrong. Oh, but our love keeps coming on strong. Steal away to the dark end of. They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us, Lord, someday. You and me at the dark end of the street. You and me.
E-Town's produced by a donor-supported nonprofit organization. To make an Achievement Award nomination or comment on the show in general, feel free to visit our website, etown.org, or contact us through Twitter or our two Facebook pages.
And when daylight rolls around, and by chance we're both downtown, don't say a word. Just a walk on by. Oh, my little darling, baby, please don't cry.
Tonight we'll meet at the dark end of the street.
Distribution of E-Town is made possible by our family of sponsors, this station, and listeners like you.
John Paul Way, Marley's Ghost, the E-Tones, Helen, all of you guys, thank you so much.
This is a production of the E-Town Radio Network.